At the peak of his drug addiction, Jack Nagle would abuse a cocktail of substances, including alcohol, marijuana and ice. But he says it was prescription drugs that almost killed him.
They can be viewed as something that's not as bad because they are legal or given to you by a doctor at times. Yeah, the effects can be catastrophic. So it's definitely a massive problem and there's a lot of them out there.
He's since turned his life around and now runs his own company, Real Drug Talk, which educates young people about the dangers of drug abuse. The Australian Bureau of Statistics has released its annual report on the leading causes of death, which reveals drug-related deaths are at their highest since the late 1990s. Almost 70% of drug-related deaths in Australia in 2016 were caused by prescription drugs. Benzodiazepines prescribed for anxiety accounted for 37% of drug-induced deaths. Prescription painkillers such as oxycodone and morphine caused 30%. Professor Michael Farrell, director at the National Drug and Alcohol Research Centre, says more needs to be done to address the growing problem.
The issue for us is that there's a massive epidemic in the United States. We're not at the situation that has occurred in the United States. But we must take all actions to ensure that we prevent getting to the type of epidemic that has occurred in the United States.
The ABS data also reveals heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death. But Justine Boland from the Bureau says it's expected to be overtaken by dementia.
And this year we've actually seen it become the leading cause for females in Australia. We don't expect, though, dementia probably to become the leading cause for quite a few years.
Suicide recorded a slight decrease but remains the leading cause of death for young people. Almost 3,000 people in Australia took their lives in 2016. Sarah Coker from national mental health charity SANE Australia says that number is still unacceptable.
It is a concern that suicide is the leading cause of death for younger people aged 15 to 44. We certainly think there's still work to do to continue to see that downward trend.